Hallelujah. Shalom, brethren. Today is Monday, the 20th of September, 2021. It's the 14th day of the Hebrew month called Tishrei. This is our season of greatly exceeding joy. Hallelujah. This is not a time of mourning. If you have any mourning or sadness ongoing in your life or your family, you are to put it on hold for this season. No funerals are to be done during this season, because it is a season of greatly exceeding joy. Hallelujah. Just like the disciples of Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ, just as they put the disciples put the mourning on hold when Yahushua was dead, so too are we to put our mourning on hold, maribo sikayanda, if we have any ongoing in our lives, because we are commanded to be exceedingly joyful during this season, for it is a season of Emmanuel, 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 God with us. Hallelujah. It's a very prophetic season that is going to be fulfilled in the next couple of years. Hallelujah. Because we are already in the great tribulation, which is coming to an end in the next couple of years. The millennial Sabbath reign of Yahushua HaMashiach is going to begin. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the season where Yahushua will rule and reign over the earth, and everyone on the earth has to submit to him. Maribo sikayanda rababo shende. Oh Father, we give you praise, for this is a season of greatly exceeding joy. It is the season in which Yahushua HaMashiach was born. We celebrate the birth of Yahushua in Bethlehem, the house of bread. We celebrate the second coming of Yahushua to come and be Emmanuel, God with us on earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the season in which we sing those songs that we normally sing in December time, which are classed as Christmas songs. This is the season that we listen to them. This is the season that we sing them with a heart full of joy. Masata yelebo sikayanda. If you are going through a time of mourning and sadness, it is our prayer that Yah will wipe away every tears from your eyes, every sadness from your heart, every mourning from your heart, and replace it with his joy. Hallelujah. In Yahushua's name, we pray that the joy of Yah will fill your hearts to overflowing. We pray that the joy of Yah will fill your houses to overflowing. We pray that the joy of Yah, ribo sikayanda, we pray that libo sakayende, we pray that you will bask in the ambience of the joy of the Most High God, the heavenly joy which cannot be given by anybody else but the maker of heaven and earth and everything that is in it. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I'm filled with great joy that I'm even struggling to put across the message that I want to put across. But these audios are being done to encourage you to prepare for the festival of Sukkot. We have been sharing for the last couple of days that it is time to build our temporary shelters, which are called sukkah. In Hebrew, the plural is Sukkot. Singular is sukkah. We build these outside our homes, and when we are building them, we do not put a proper roof over them. Rather, we put some plants over them and trust Yah to see us through this week. This is a season where we remember the journey of the Israelites, the children of Israel, our ancestors. We remember their journey through the wilderness. They had to constantly build tents over and over again. You know, they were being led by the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. So they had to live in temporary shelters, temporary dwelling places, booths, you know, just as their father, our father Jacob, who is also Israel, did when he was traveling from Laban's house back to the promised land. Hallelujah. We are to build booths, which are more like tents, but tents without proper roofs. Hallelujah. The idea of not putting a proper roof came from Yahweh. Libasaka yendere bobosa. This masaka yandarabo shike yandarababosa. This issue of covering the rooftops is so important to pay attention to, as it is linked to Gog and Magog. Gog and Magog. I'll say it in the Hebrew, because in the Hebrew you say it as it is written. Gog and Magog. Malibo Shanda. It is also related to the Tower of Babel, the Tower of Babel. Babel means confusion, and that's where we get the word Babylon from. So the issue of covering our roofs is, you know, the issue of not covering our roofs in the temporary shelters is all a reminder that we are living in a temporary world, a world that is dying, a world that we need to remember that there is a maker who can take care of us. We have a father that will never leave us nor forsake us. That temporary dwelling also signifies our flesh bodies, which are dying. They are rubbish. They are going back to the dust. The spirit man that is inside of us is the most important person. We are spirits and we have souls. Our souls are made up of the intellect, the will, and emotions. Hallelujah. So we build the temporary shelters in honor or to remind us that we are living in temporary settings. This world is temporary. The body we are living inside that everybody sees is temporary. And we are called to trust the Most High God and trust Him with our everything. Because this, the everything that we see now is going to fade away. This will be more evident during the preceding days of the 3 days of darkness, when houses will be crushed, mountains will be uprooted, and all manner of disasters will happen. So this festival is so important. It is all about letting go, letting go, letting go of this world, letting go, letting go, letting go, and trust our Maker and have no fear of the days ahead. For He is speaking to us. He is revealing things to us in advance, that our hearts may not faint when the days ahead come about. The days of perilousness, the days of great tribulation. Hallelujah. Praise Yah for revelation. These temporary shelters are so important because they remind us of how the children of Israel depended on Yah for food, for protection, for guidance. They had no idea where they were going. They just knew that Yah had promised them they will be going to the promised land, but they had no direction, no sense of direction. They had no idea of how they were going to eat or drink or dress, but Yah took care of all that. He stretched their sandals. He made sure their sandals did not grow old. He made sure their clothes were well taken care of. He made sure that their bodies did not become weary. He did not allow diseases to come near them anyhow, except, of course, when they sinned against him. He fed them with manna in the evening and quail in the morning. Oh, Father, we give you praise, for this is the season in which we remember to look up to you. This season which we are reminded, yeah, you're the one who can take our wrinkles away. You are the one who can turn our black hair to white. You are the one who can make us to look young again and to feel young again, the way you did for Abraham, Sarah, Moses' mother, Jochebed, and Miriam. Masata yelebo sikayanda rababo shanda. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. This is the season to remember that you are mighty. You are great. You are glorious, and you can do many great things. Hallelujah. Even Yahushua HaMashiach was not born in a proper house during this season. He was born in a cave close to Rachel's grave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. And the day on which Yahushua was born, everything came to a standstill. Everything froze to honor the arrival of the only one and true Messiah, the only one and true Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. Everything bowed before the Lord. The trees stood still. The stars stood still. Malibo sika yanda rababo shanda. Oh, Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. The arrival of the Messiah was extremely special, more than we see in the Holy Bible. It was extremely unique. Hallelujah. Everything in creation froze just to welcome and acknowledge the arrival of the only one and true Messiah. Hallelujah. And the archangel stood in the heavens and sang praises, announced the arrival of the Messiah, announced our salvation, the arrival of our salvation. Hallelujah. 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 As we prepare for this festival of Sukkot, Maribo Sikayanda Rababo Shanda, we also prepare the four species. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. They are called the lulav in the Hebrew language. We usually put together four different plants and we hold them together inside the sukkah on the first day of the festival, the first night of the festival, which is this evening, and we face the four different directions of the earth, and we say blessing to Abba Yahweh, for this is the commandment given to us in the book of Leviticus 23:33-44. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are to do this. It's a mitzvah. Every single year we are to do this. Build the sukkah, say blessing over the sukkah, take the lulav, which is the four species made up of willow, mato, there's the etrog, which looks like a yellow lemon. Sometimes it's green, but it's meant to be yellow. So you've got the willow, the mato, and the palm. We get the four leaves, and we put them together. We say blessing over them. We ask Yah to anoint them, and then we hold them together and face the four corners of the earth one at a time and say blessing over the Most High Yahweh, who created the four corners of the earth and the four winds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. So this festival of Sukkot, as we prepare, we are also meant to cook some food, some lovely, delicious food that will honor the festival. So very often we eat so many vegetables, we eat so many fruits, because it is a time of harvest of vegetables, of fruits, of legumes, a time of the harvest of the oil as well. So we tend to eat a lot of those things. This festival is, you know, it is usually celebrated around September, October time of the year, depending on how the year rolls round. Leap years usually push things forward, because on the Hebrew calendar, a leap year has 13 months rather than 12. So we celebrate around September, October time, but this year it has started in September and it's going to end in September. Now, the Americans used to celebrate these festivals. They honored the Hebrew calendar. But as time went on, something happened and they pushed this festival to November and they renamed it Thanksgiving. And if you see, this festival is a big deal in America. Nobody goes to work on this day. Everybody takes time off, goes to spend time with their families in the villages or wherever the families are, and they just enjoy a bountiful harvest of food. They even do banquets where they invite people in the whole village to come and enjoy a bountiful harvest. It is a time to bless people with fruits, vegetables from your bountiful harvest. It is a time to invite people to, you know, celebrate the glory of Yah, the provision, the divine provision of the Most High God, the one who makes things to grow when we plant them in the ground. Hallelujah. So it's a very, very special festival. It is also a time to evangelize. It's a great time to evangelize to people, because during this time, we can invite people to the sukkah to have a picnic with us. And so we can use that opportunity to start conversations about the birth of the Messiah. For the Messiah was not born during Christmas, but which is, you know, December time, but rather during this time. So it's a great time to introduce the salvation of Yah to other people who have not heard about it. We decorate the temporary shelters with all kinds of lovely vegetables, fruits, plants. We can also add other stuff that we usually use around Christmas time, though beware not to use those abominable items that say Christmas on them, or, you know, like Father Christmas. We're not supposed to use any of that. But we can use the swirly, you know, stuff that we normally use in December. So it's a time to decorate your house and just make a big deal as if it's your birthday. It's a time to make a big deal and be extravagant. You know, let the whole village know about your faith. Hallelujah. It is a time to show off the Messiah, to show off your faith. Because obviously when you build the sukkah in your garden or your backyard, everybody will see it. And they will be wondering, what is this? What are you doing? So we sit in the sukkah or the temporary shelter beginning in the evening of the first day, which in this case is today, Monday, the 20th of September, 2021. And as I said, we started by saying the blessings. Then we light the candles as well. We do the communion, Holy Communion. as usual, starting with the wine and then the bread. And then we say blessing over the food and we continue. Well, we've already said, we said blessing over the food through the blessing over the bread. And then we start to feast and have conversations, listen to music. We even dance a lot, you know. And it's usually in the evening mostly that we spend our time in the sukkah. Normally in the past and in Israel especially, you're supposed to sleep in the temporary shelter for the entire 8 days of the festival. So it's gonna run from Monday the 20th of September 2021 to Wednesday the 30th of September 2021. So we are to stay in the temporary shelters for the entire week, sleeping on the floor, just to remind ourselves of how the Israelites did it in the wilderness, and trust here for divine protection. And very often when you fulfill that mitzvah means commandment, because it's a mitzvah to do what I'm sharing with you. It's a mitzvah to build the sukkah. It's a mitzvah to sleep in it and eat in it. It's, if possible, to even cook in it. You know, you abandon your house for 1 week, 8 days, just so you can observe the festival accordingly. And very often when you stay in the garden on the floor and do as Yah has commanded us to do, the sukkah has one door, by the way. Yahweh usually visits every year around this time. And those who are observing this commandment tend to see him. They commune with him. Hallelujah. But it is understandable that some people live in a flat, or they live in a place that is not safe enough to build the sukkah outside and spend a night in it. So what you can do is you can do meals in it and spend most of your time in it. But then when it's time for bed, you can go into the house and sleep. But the honest truth is, when we are sleeping in our houses, it would be nice to set aside a corner to sleep in, or even not sleep on our beds for this 1 week, but rather sleep on the floor, maybe put your mattress on the floor or put a sleeping bag on the floor, just to remember that we are in a time of Sukkot, this festival of tabernacles. And in gathering also means a harvest. It's also the festival of booths. So it has so many names, which all point to the millennial Sabbath of Yahushua HaMashiach on earth. Hallelujah. So this festival is yet to be fulfilled properly, because Yahushua's Sabbath reign has not yet happened. It also points to the future after the Sabbath reign and after Judgment Day, when we will be with Yah forever in eternity, and we don't have to, you know, struggle so much to see his face and to fellowship with him. Now, the first 2 days of this festival, which is today, beginning this evening, then Tuesday the 21st of September, then Wednesday the 22nd of September, these are high Sabbaths. We are not to do any work on these days. Any work. Hallelujah. The next week, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, no work is to be done. Hallelujah. That is the final days of the festival. The final day, the eighth day, is the day on which Yahushua was circumcised. The Brit Milah, the covenant of circumcision, was fulfilled on that day. And then the ninth day, we celebrate Simchat Torah and Shemini Atzeret. So Simchat Torah and Shemini Atzeret are all about celebrating the giving of the Torah, and our joy is full. We tend to read the book of Ecclesiastes during this week to remind us that vanity upon vanity is all we are surrounded with. And there's a particular chapter we focus on during the end of the festival. I've forgotten, but I'll find out and I'll share. So this week we read the book of Ecclesiastes. Remember, we've been reading the book of Song of Songs in the month of Elul. Now we're reading Ecclesiastes.
And this is all about the vanity of this world. Hallelujah, this world. So Shemini Atzeret Simchat Torah, we begin a new phase of the Torah reading cycle. Simcha means joy is full. Joy is full. Shemini is to do, I've forgotten what Shemini Atzeret is, but I'll try and find out and I'll let you know. But that's the ninth day, or should I say the ninth and tenth day of the festival, which are also very important. So it's good and important to observe these festivals accordingly, and you will be blessed immensely through that. So the festivals that are in the early in the year, Passover, fast fruits, and Sinai, the Pentecost one, they've all been fulfilled, but this one has, these three have not yet. This one, the Rosh Hashanah or Yom Teruah, Yom Kippur, and this one, Sukkot. So I'm going to stop here for now so the audio is not too long. Shalom.